I'm very confident. I've done a great job training, getting my body in the best shape possible. And just regarding to that decision, I think it was just best for me, especially, you know, just the way I progress as a player and talking to my coach and my family. They just thought it was best for me to make the next step. And, you know, LSU will be fine. You know, they always do a great job recruiting. So I think they'll be fine in the running back position, but I just have to do what's best for me and my family.
Since you did leave early, is there maybe a little extra incentive to prove to everyone that you made the right decision by the showcase here at the company?
I think definitely. There's always, you know, that's why people are here, you know, to show the world what they can do and show these teams and these GMs what you can do. So I'm definitely looking forward to Sunday and being able to run and do some drills and then just showing everybody what I can do as a football player.
What stress is involved in going through this process?
I don't think it's any much stress. It's just, you know, it's a long day. So you're dealing with a lot of you're not getting very much sleep. So you're just trying to do a lot of things in one day and not really working with that much sleep. So, but besides that, I don't think it's really that stressful. You just, you know, be open and honest and be yourself and everything else will take care of itself.
How hard is that for you to be open? You know, like, you have so much attention as a college football player. Sometimes you want to be guarded in that respect, but here they want to know as much about you as possible.
Yeah, I think it's a business at this point. In college, it's not much; it's a business. It's more of an academic standpoint. But right now, it's a business. These owners and GMs are investing a lot of money into you, so I think it's best for you just to be open and honest, and, you know, give them the information they need. And they're trying to, you don't have very much time, so you have to let them get to know you as much as possible in a very small amount of time. The best way to do that is just to be open and honest.
Are you confident that you can give them the best your best answers concerning your off-field issues?
Oh, without a doubt. Like I said, you know, they've done their homework. They already know what's going on. It's just up to me to be honest about it and, you know, let them know before coming. You know, let them know everything that happened and everything else will take care of itself after that.
The way the NFL is going these days, is it to your advantage to be a back that comes out of college with less mileage?
Yes, I definitely was blessed in college not to have any significant injuries, and I just did my medical screening and passed with flying colors. So I think that's another advantage that I have to myself. Also, not playing that many years, I won't have as much wear and tear on my body. So I think that's a huge thing for me going into the NFL.
Jeremy, some say it's a weak class for running backs. So how can that benefit you maybe to move up and be the best running back in the league?
I'm really not sure about that. I don't really know that the backs, you know, from having watched film was any of them, but all I can do is worry about myself. So, you know, I'm just putting myself in the best position possible and just kind of, you know, making the decision tough for these GMs and making it tough as possible. So I'm trying to, you know, get drafted as high as possible and just come in and make an instant impact.
Jeremy, a draft analyst for the NFL Network, Mike Mayock, said the other day that you're a second-round talent. You probably won't be drafted until the later rounds because of the off-field issues. What do you What's your reaction to hear that?
No one knows. You just have to go on the draft day with, you know, just being open to anything, if you're undrafted even. So I'm going into draft day with, you know, with nothing expected and just, you know, being blessed and honored if any team takes me. So I'm not really having high expectations. I'm just going in there, like I said, doing everything I'm supposed to do right now and just trying to make it tough as possible for those
teams and
coaches.
Do you think it's unfair, the red flag, comparative concerns that are brought up people evaluate you? Do you think that's fair or unfair?
I don't think it's unfair at all. You know, I put myself in that situation, but like I said, I can't really focus on that. All I can do is make the right decisions going forward and putting myself in the best position possible. So I'm not really focusing on those things. You know, like I said, I'll be open and honest and give them the information they need, but I'm not really worried about those things. I'm just moving forward and just doing the right things from here on out.